This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. You're going to lose about three. I have experienced. Okay, you have a 16-ounce cup of coffee. How long is that going to last you anyway? So I have actually sat back and waited for an hour and measured the loss of, in degrees Fahrenheit of a cup of coffee in a Burnout mug. And it's about three. So if you start out at 127, it's at 124. And well before that, in normal circumstances, except when you're doing a radio show and can't drink while you're doing the show, it's that cup of coffee is going to be gone way before it ever gets any cooler than 124. So, yeah, check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Now, I haven't had AR-500 Armor on the show for a while. And there's not any really good reasons for that. They've just been going through some changes and everything. They're selling a lot of armor. I mean, a lot of armor. And so I haven't been able to have them on to talk about some of the stuff they've got going on. So I'm going to take this section, and we're going to talk about it today. Right now, because they're all about concealment. They've got two concealment packages for you right now that are 20% off. Well, okay, let me qualify that if I may. Okay, they have the hard armor concealment package. Now, this one is 25% off. Price as it is configured currently is $247. A concealment armor setup is a slick armor carrier. Okay? Now, this comes with a carrier that is adjustable, has a very low profile. It comes, you can add the trauma pads if you want to. But it basically, what do we got here? Let's see what we got. You have a right or left-handed orientation, and you can pick the color, but what you're basically getting here is, let's see, you're either getting a 10x12 or a 11x14 soft armor, level 3 hard body armor. Oh, excuse me, this is the carrier. The carrier is compatible with both level 3A soft armor and level 3 hard body armor. So rifle plates and pistol soft armor. Or level 4 hard body armor. And your trauma pads, which you would want. So this is a plate carrier that fit under your regular polo shirt and would offer you rifle protection. And it's now a reality. It does an exceptional job when you pair it with the curved 10x12 level 3 advanced shooter's cut body armor. Ultra, which is what I have in my plate carrier, ultra lightweight, ultra low profile. And it's slick, so it has an elastic cummerbund. Now, that one, as configured, is $247. Now, if soft body armor is more your cup of tea, you can have the same setup, okay, but in soft body armor. And let's see. Da-da-da-da. This is going to be coming with the level 3A soft armor. And it also comes with side armor if you want. The 6x8 side armor plates that would fit in there. Now, I have my Veritas rig with the Rheinlig soft body armor. And it doesn't weigh anything. As a matter of fact, wearing it, if I didn't have the magazine carriers on it, I really wouldn't know I was wearing it when I do wear it. This is coming in at $278. I'll tell you why I'm telling you all about this stuff, and I'm doing the infomercial about them. Also, they have a Black Knight tourniquet, which is a it's a four tourniquet package. And for when it's more than just a flesh wound. This is called the Black Knight, as in from Monty Python. So you have a wide tourniquet. It's the SOF Tactical Wide Tourniquet. Features a 1.5-inch wide strap. And this is on sale, too. And it comes with a Molly pouch, so you can, you know, put it on your plate carrier. Why is this important? Why is my sponsor, AR500 Armor, important? Because they are looking at plate, armored plate, plate carriers, all this other stuff, as a part of freedom. A plate carrier with the exotic materials that go into some of the plates out there. And I have two of their plate carriers currently. And these are both, I would stack them against anybody. As far as the way they're constructed, the Veritas and the Tetsudo 2. Both are adjustable. Both will carry small plates or big plates in the front. And they're both excellent. And you can buy them both in some cases for, you know, $300 with the armor on them. I don't know which. It depends on which package you're going to order, though. But when you can buy a level 3 rifle plate, which that's going to stop 5.56 and 308, well, yeah, this is why this would be about freedom, because AR-500 armor looks at the government the same way the founders did. And these are goods once you buy them. I mean, when you buy steel plates, they don't ever go out of date. And the reason they use steel instead of these very, very expensive put-together concoctions that they call a plate nowadays is that a plate like that, when you throw it in your trunk if you're training, it can come apart if it lands on a corner. And one hit with a ceramic plate, and the ceramic plate's done. It's fragmenting inside in your vest. It saved you once. Maybe it might save you as many as three times. Steel plates are just going to be dented, and that's why you have the trauma pads to keep that transmission of the force as it is transferred onto the plate and distributed off of you as best it can. And if you get shot in the plate two or three times, the plate's still serviceable. Well, they have the level 3 lightweight UHM WPE body armor, which is the 3-ounce level 3 plate that floats for $249. $249. That's right now. That's if you go and buy it right now. And they have some clearance packages right now. They have the extra large full carrier and armor for $319. And it was shipped right now. The Sentry ships right now. The Sentry Basic ships right now. The Basic Carrier and Armor ships right now. They have all kinds of things ready to go right this minute that you can buy right this second and save a ton of money. And this is the one, I mean, you only have to buy this once. They're sort of cannibalizing their own market doing this, I know this, but this is why I am so happy to be involved with them. Yes! So, by all means, check them out at AR500Armor.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Normally with the way this thing regulates temperature, you would say, where do you plug it in? But that is not the case. This is all about the way it's constructed and what's in the walls of this mug. And if you're like me, coffee is a big part of my day. And having the perfect cup of coffee makes my day so much better. And this is the way to do it with a Burnout mug. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Now, whether he is decrying illegal immigration or espousing an American first trade policy, whether he's denouncing angry mobs or taking jabs at Crazy Maxine and Pocahontas, nobody's going to disagree with you when it comes to triggering lefties if you say Trump is the ultimate Zen master of that. And given the president's almost superhuman ability to drive the left insane with the push of a few buttons to his Twitter account, you might be forgiven for being surprised that one seemingly ubiquitous Saturday tweet topped all or most of the rest, not by calling someone horseface, which was hilarious, or taking another well-deserved jab at Mueller's witch hunt, but by bringing a key issue to light that the left desperately wants to hide, which is namely voter fraud. So he tweeted, all levels of government and law enforcement are watching carefully for voter fraud, including during early voting. Cheat at your own peril. Violators will be subject to maximum penalties, both civil and criminal. Now, if you're a normal person who votes once, you're going to be going, what's the big deal? Isn't Trump basically saying law enforcement will be looking out for those who, break the law? And you'd be correct. But remember, when it comes to leftists, we aren't talking about normal people, not on any intellectual or moral level. We're talking about people whose entire lives revolve around obtaining power, retaining power, and using that power to pound the rest of us into submission by any means necessary. So when Trump or anyone else to the right of center talks about an issue like voter fraud, leftists don't hear law and order or fair elections, but instead they see this as a mean old Trump trying to take away one of their primary tools for stealing elections. Let's take it by the numbers. The first strategy is, of course, to claim that voter fraud doesn't exist. It's all part of a conspiracy theory, don't you know? Ohio State Young Democratic Socialist tweeted, voter fraud is virtually non-existent. Wage theft is ubiquitous. Only one gets talked about because we are governed by elites and fascists. Okay, I got it. Donald Trump, and Republicans know that they have to lie about voter fraud, which is virtually non-existent, to suppress and intimidate voters in order to win, tweeted Bernie Sanders, because nobody would ever try any funny business to keep him from getting elected. CNN's Jim Acosta, don't be fooled by the continued demonization of immigrants. Voter fraud in this country is actually very rare. What we should be on the lookout is for Russian meddling, which is basically posts on Facebook. So you cannot help but wonder if Acosta is aware that immigrants aren't allowed to vote until they become citizens. Voter fraud is itself a fraud, wrote MSNBC analyst Richard Stengel. The highest measured rate of voter fraud in our elections is 0.0003%. It is virtually non-existent. So it's a common theme, one that's been repeated often since Trump first raised the issue after the 2016 election, and it still begs the question, if voter fraud is so non-existent, why are these geniuses so apoplectic that Trump is concerned about it? The other tactic is to accuse Trump and others concerned about voter fraud of voter suppression or trying to keep minorities from voting. But by some of the below, when you look at some of these reactions, you see, you'd think Trump was planning to have a hooded KKK member at polling places checking party affiliations and allowing only the Republicans to enter. Like Robert Reich, as Rush Limbaugh used to call him, he He wrote, "Shame on you, Mr. President, for trying to intimidate voters, especially while you yourself are in an investigation for the most egregious electoral fraud this nation has ever experienced." Why? I don't know why Robert Reich is still a thing. I really don't. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wrote, "Don't let this fear-mongering deter you from voting. It's your civil right. It's how you make your voice heard, and it scares him more than anything." David Frum, "Normally this stuff is printed on anonymous deniable flyers and thrust under minority voters' doors in the dead of the night." So Frum, and only Frum and his ilk, would think that eligible to vote minorities are so stupid that they would stay away from the polls simply because Trump said authorities would be making sure everyone is, you know, eligible to vote. Singer Bette Midler tried to tattle to Twitter's Jack Dorsey, "Hey, at Jack, this habitual bully is at it again, intimidating early voters, a.k.a. good citizens, participating in the democratic process that is part of the foundation of this country." Has Trump gotten out there and said, "Hey, listen, citizens of America are not allowed to vote"? Have I missed that? What are you talking about, Bette? Of course, there's always the possibility that you and I define citizen differently, though, right, Bette? But seriously, in what universe does insisting that you have to properly and be properly and legally registered to vote? I've got my registration card right here beside me. It is a painfully small piece. The State of South Carolina Voter Registration Notification even tells me where I go to vote. And I will be going there November the 6th, and I will vote early and often. So, in other words, there is one logical reason and one logical reason alone why Democrats wail about voter fraud, because they know the practice exists and they expect to benefit from it. Even if the numbers aren't in the millions that Trump alleged after 2016, a few thousand or even a few hundred well-placed votes can turn the tide in key districts. And then, then things get even more murky when the Democrats won't even allow investigations into the issue. Case in point, Trump being forced to dissolve the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity in January because certain blue states refused to cooperate or give the commission any data. If you didn't do anything, have you got something to hide? So anyway, Matt C. Pinsker said Democrats will not push for photo ID requirements to vote because they benefit most from voter fraud. He is the adjunct professor of criminal justice at Virginia Commonwealth University. He said, despite Democrat claims that it's practically non-existent, the reality is that in every election there have been numerous irregularities reported, the overwhelming majority of which favor Democrats. I think that pretty much explains it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Houston, Texas, delivering remarks at the Houston Toyota Center. Now, before leaving for that rally, the president was asked about his relationship with Senator Ted Cruz.
To me, he's not Lion Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted. He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted. We have worked together very closely. I like him a lot.
Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted "Si se puede" as they made their way north through Mexico. The caravan has ballooned to 14,000 people, and many of them are males. And this Honduran male joined Fox News and says he knows he's not going to qualify for asylum, so he's going to have to sneak across the border illegally.
I know this is not going to be easy, but, you know, it's a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be able to stop a lot everybody.
The Dow was down 126 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
You know, technologically, they've got me stumped, because I sit back and see. I know that air trapped in between certain layers will cause heat, but I mean, this is set up in a way to where first it siphons the heat away to where you want it to be, and then it holds it there, and there's nothing to program. It just happens. I haven't tried anything really, really hot. I'm going to see. Maybe I need to do something. I need to figure out how to go really, really hot and see how far it takes it down to in a very short period of time. Anyway, check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Experimentation part of it is beautiful. I love it. Caravan. That refers to a group of travelers as merchants or pilgrims, journeying together for safety and passing through deserts or hostile territory. Caravan conjures up images dating back to biblical days of people braving hardship during their travels. Media has co-opted the term for political benefit to describe a horde of illegal immigrants, now 14,000 strong, heading to the U.S. just ahead of a major election. These are neither merchants nor pilgrims. I doubt that they're facing severe hardship. They're bringing it. They're causing all kinds of wrecks and poundings and everything else. As most of their basic needs are being met courtesy of the wealthy benefactors that are funding all of this. The current caravan is a group of, 14,000 Hondurans and Mexicans and Guatemalans and who knows what else. Traveling from Honduras to the United States. Google Maps shows the difference from, Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, and Brownsville, Texas, the most logical border city, as about 1,600 miles, a 515-hour trek on foot. So if we assume generously that the caravan walks 10 hours a day, it will take the group 46 days to reach the U.S., long after the upcoming midterm election. So it's also safe to assume that they are riding most of the way on trucks or buses. And interestingly, the caravan consists primarily of military-aged men, as opposed to women and children. Women and children are few and mainly used as photo props. The migrant hordes entering Europe from the Middle East were also primarily young, military-aged men. What the media is surprisingly incurious about is who is paying for this journey. Because you're talking a logistical challenge here. You got thousands of adults and children on a 45-day trek. They need food and water and bathroom facilities, first aid, other services, and all of those things cost money. New York Times is all over the false story of United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley ordering extravagant new drapes, but they're uninterested in the funding of this enormously costly caravan that is not a caravan. And the timing is suspicious. This caravan is making its move in October, the month of surprises ahead of a major election. 2 years ago, it was the Access Hollywood tapes. This October brought us last-minute Justice Kavanaugh accusations. Senator Elizabeth Warren unsuccessfully attempted to prove herself as a Native American. A suspicious murder in Turkey implicating the Saudi royal family. And now the supposedly spontaneous migrant caravan. And the only common denominator here is an upcoming election, one of the utmost importance to the Democrats on political life support, desperately trying to regain power and relevance. These events are not coincidental. Instead, all are pre-planned and part of an electoral strategy. The migrant horde, 14,000 now strong, seek better socioeconomic opportunity in the United States, something lacking in their home country. And they are not alone. Some 150 million adults worldwide would migrate to the U.S. if they could. Bringing their children and parents and extended families could double this number and double the U.S. population if they all actually came here. This would fulfill Barack Obama's dream of fundamentally transforming America, but not in a good way. Without language or other skills to be productive in the U.S., and Central American nations rank the lowest in the hemisphere for English, most would be enjoying the health and education and welfare benefits of the U.S. courtesy of already overtaxed U.S. citizens. What else might they be bringing? How about diseases, particularly those common in their home countries but not in the U.S.? Like drug-resistant tuberculosis and scabies and chickenpox and hepatitis crossing the border with these migrants. Chagas disease is the latest regional scourge turning up in the U.S. Terrorists could easily join the caravan, bringing in weapons and ideologies of mass destruction to the U.S. Already, the president of Guatemala stated he's found such terrorists in his country. This in addition to run-of-the-mill criminals, thieves, murderers, rapists, gang members, and the like. Do you remember Kate Steinle? It's interesting that 100 ISIS terrorists were caught in Guatemala at the same time the caravan moved towards the U.S. How many were not caught and are in the caravan? Democrats and the media seem quite nonplussed about this clear and present threat to us now. Recently, there's been an uptick in acute flaccid myelitis, a polio-like neurologic illness affecting mostly children, untreatable and often leading to permanent paralysis. Polio has been mostly eradicated, but is still prevalent in Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and has also returned to Venezuela. Another side benefit of full-on socialism. I wonder if it's going to happen in California, now the capital of pestilence. Could any of these caravan migrants be from any of these countries and carrying a polio-like illness? Does everyone entering the U.S. receive a physical exam? Is a recent outbreak of acute flaccid myelitis a coincidence, or is it related? We're not hearing anything out of the CDC. Maybe they're looking into gun control or gun violence or anything. So we can only speculate and try to connect the dots. Democrats hope the caravan hurts Trump, and images of the U.S. military turning away migrants from the border will dominate the news cycle. And all that's necessary is for a Democrat brown shirt activist inserted into the caravan attempting to trigger a violent response from the military, or an ICE agent captured and edited by pre-placed media operatives, all to damage Trump and the Republicans ahead of the midterms, although even if that happens, I don't think it would. Now, Trump wisely encouraged Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico to stop the caravan, wielding a big economic stick as he makes these countries an offer they can't refuse. After 2 years, they already know not to cross him, especially on his signature issue of border security. So far, Mexico is listening to Trump attempting to stop the caravan on their southern border. But I have a better idea. Ryan and McConnell should call their respective houses of Congress into emergency session to vote on completely funding the wall on the U.S. southern border, because this is a matter of national security and urgency. Let every member of Congress go on record as for or against border and national security. Then load up all illegal immigrants currently in the U.S. detention centers into buses and send them to local campaign offices of all members of Congress, regardless of party, who vote against protecting and securing our border. There's some workers for you. Drop them off in San Francisco, Manhattan, Portland, and Seattle at the district offices of those voting no on the wall. And let them contend with the illegal immigrants in their neighborhoods and districts. How will the voters like a small migrant caravan in their town? They can ask their elected officials why they refuse to do anything to stop or prevent this. What a good question to ask a few days before an election. How would that be for an October surprise? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com, and start your day off with an open mind.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Last time on the firing line.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Those of you that are coffee drinkers or even cold drink drinkers, I haven't tried the cold drink yet. I need to try the cold drink. Maybe I need to do that tomorrow. What would be a good cold drink? I guess water? I'll figure it out. Burnoutmugs.com. One thing you're not going to burn out is your mouth. That's the thing about it. As the facts are gathering concerning the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and the foreign policy implications are pondered by this leftist group of chattering squirrels willing to blame Trump when a sparrow falls out of a tree, may we consider historical reactions by Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, the previous president, to the murder of journalists and the press treatment of a president who actually bowed to a Saudi king. Trump's caution against a rush to judgment concerning our Saudi allies has the press moaning that the condemnation of the Saudis is not coming fast enough or will not be harsh enough. And any reaction comes in context of the need to keep Iran from building a deliverable nuclear weapon or otherwise expanding its hegemony into the Middle East, which if they build one, they'll just nuke Israel or us. Listening to his critics could easily result in a strategic disaster as we sit after the gust clears in our smug anti-Trump motivated self-righteousness, right? Journalists should not be slain by authoritarians, tyrants, or ideological fanatics for their views, but they have been, and in the case of President Obama, with an attitude of callous indifference. Has the media forgotten the attack on the offices of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, which along with the Daily attacked at the same time the Obama administration dismissed as the victims just being in the wrong place at the wrong time? A lives of four Jews killed in a kosher market in Paris were dismissed by Obama as a bunch of folks in a deli shot randomly as they happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. After the attack on that kosher market and on Charlie Hebdo, President Obama didn't have time to join other world leaders in a moving protest march in the streets of Paris. He did have time to watch an NFL playoff game and welcome the San Antonio Spurs to the White House. After issuing a perfunctory condemnation of the Islamic State's beheading of American journalist James Foley, Obama was moments later on a golf course. The reality of dealing with Islamic terrorism, a phrase that cannot cross his lips, could not be allowed to disturb a president who is contemplating the threat of climate change as he works to correct his slice. Not only did he go golfing after James Foley's execution, he didn't do all that much to prevent it, according to Foley's family. We get this. The Obama administration failed James Foley in the 21 months before the photojournalist was savagely executed. The dead man's brother charged. Michael Foley, speaking Friday with Yahoo News, said the beheading of a sibling by ISIS jihadists should change America's handling of similar cases in the future. There's more that could have been done directly on Jim's behalf, Michael Foley said in a shot at the White House. I really, really hope that Jim's death pushes us to take another look at our approach to terrorist and hostage negotiation. Our delusional former commander-in-chief, who still believes the massacre at Fort Hood by jihadist Nidal Hassan is a case of workplace violence, and that the Charlie Hebdo deli massacre in Paris was a case of random violence and of victims being in the wrong place at the wrong time, pathetically proclaimed at the G20 conference in Antalya, Turkey, as the Federalist reports, what I'm not interested in doing is posing or pursuing some notion of American leadership or America winning or whatever other slogans they come up with that has no relationship to what is actually going to work to protect the American people and to protect the people in the region who are getting killed and protect our allies and people like France. I'm too busy for that. Too busy. The same way you were too busy resting up for a Las Vegas fundraiser the night Ambassador Christopher Stevens, Glenn Doherty, Tyrone Woods, and Sean Smith were murdered by a terrorist attack in Benghazi, an attack you and your Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, told the parents of the deal was caused by a video. French, whom you refused to honor with your presence during a march protesting Islamic terrorism after the Charlie Hebdo attack, wasted no time in responding with airstrikes on the de facto Islamic State capital of Raqqa, Syria. As CNN reported, on Monday, France targeted a command center, a recruitment center, an ammunition storage base, and a training camp in the city. On Sunday, the Air Force struck similar strategic targets in multiple sorties, reinserting France, a partner in the U.S.-led coalition striking ISIS from the air, into the battle against ISIS. French were using target coordinates supplied by us. Why didn't we strike them? Why didn't we go up there with the French and say, okay, take it away, Jacques, I'm behind you, I got you six. Why didn't we do that? Where was the press condemnation of his callous indifference to the murder of reporters? Why did he bow to a Saudi king? Critics of Trump's handling of the Khashoggi affair ought to revisit Obama's indifference to the war on radical Islamic terrorists and the murder of reporters by their bloody hands. And that's history now because Trump has basically destroyed them, even though they're trying to come up through here, through Guatemala, on their way with the caravan. One last thing. I talked the other day about Police Constable Brian Palmer, the guy that was killed in March of 2017 by Double A shouting, and I'm going to steal this from John Farnham. Brother, you are the master. He calls the Double A shouters Allahu Akbar. That's Double A. So whenever you hear me saying something about Double A, that's what it is. Khalid Massoud. He ran down a bunch of pedestrians with a rented car, murdered four, 29 were injured. And then he attacked and murdered Police Constable Keith Palmer. Massoud was then killed by a bodyguard who just happened to be armed, who then apologized profusely for having to kill a murderer. As he was being murdered, the Metropolitan Police Chief Deputy, his name is Sir Craig Mackey, he's been knighted. He was sitting in a car and several others in a parked car a short distance away with a full view of events taking place in front of them. Nobody in the car was armed. In the UK, even chief deputies aren't trusted with guns. No one in the car, including Mackey, came to the aid of police constable Keith Palmer. Instead, they all locked themselves in the car and watched. And they only came out after Massoud was shot and was breathing his last breath. Cressida Dick is the, chief of London's police. She said that it is a travesty to even criticize her deputy, and anyone with a point of view differing from hers is confused, unpleasant, and ignorant, and anyone who suggests otherwise is simply wrong. So intolerance of any other point of view but your own is a leftist trademark. You dare not suggest another point of view even as it exists, as Buckley points out. So it was left to the Met's counterterror chief, Neil Basu, to grudgingly concede that there were shortcomings in security on the day of the Westminster terrorist attack, a convenient way to casually dismiss the life of one of your officers. And both Basu and Cressida Dick persist in solemnly declaring that there was nothing Mackey could have done to aid Palmer. Massoud had a knife. And this guy probably had enough people with him to where they could have swarmed him. And would have one of them been Nick? Yeah, probably. But you were letting one of your guys get killed, Chief Deputy. You watched it happen. You watched one of your people get murdered in front of you. And you did not have enough gumption about you to say, I cannot stand by and watch this happen. I have to get in this. No. You just sat in the car and you waited till somebody ventilated that murderer. Oh, goodness. I'll say this, though. To insist you have no choice relieves yourself of personal responsibility, doesn't it, Chief Deputy? We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.